Unit 2, IELTS Practice, Listening 1. You are now going to hear a radio broadcast about the changes happening in school food kiosks.
In view of current concerns about increasing numbers of obese children and teenagers, it comes as no surprise that school tuck shops are beginning to replace high-fat, high-sugar foods with healthy, low-fat options. Instead of the traditional, unhealthy meat pies, sausage rolls, and cream donuts, kids are being offered more wholesome options, such as fruit, salads, and sandwiches made with whole grain bread. But what is the view of the general public and parents of school-aged children and teenagers on this issue? Many think it's a great idea, saying that schools will encourage kids to develop healthy eating habits by providing healthy food options. Some, however, argue that schools should not be telling children what they can and can't eat, and that children should be free to choose for themselves. Others argue that the reason for the increasing rate of obesity among youth is not enough exercise. These people suggest that schools spend more time teaching physical education. Finally, there are those who believe that the parents and not the school are responsible for teaching a healthy attitude towards food and eating. The claim is that overweight kids come from overweight homes. And what of the kids themselves? What do they think about this debate? Some of them say that if their favorite snacks are not available at school, they'll simply stop at the corner store on the way to buy them. Others say that the junk food options still available at school, such as chips and fried chicken, are cheaper than the healthier options, and therefore they'd be more likely to choose these. For example, in one school tuck shop we visited, one portion of deep fried chips and chicken cost $2.50, while a filled roll and a pot of low-fat yogurt together cost $4. As with many of these types of issues, education and moderation are probably a good place to start. First, it would help to ensure that parents know enough about healthy eating practices to be able to teach these to their children. This could include television publicity, newspaper inserts, and brochures delivered to mailboxes. Secondly, schools can encourage children to eat more fruit and vegetables, and fewer pies and chips by making sure that the majority of snacks and other food items for sale are healthy, while allowing for a few unhealthy favorites to remain.